Shoes. Recorded live.
Hello, everybody. This is Rick, and it is the 30th of July, 2012. Thank you, everybody, for joining the call today. So let's just get on to our questions for the day. Here we go. First question. My question is, how long do I hang on? I'm not saying my wife is not in her own recovery, but I can say for certain that she has not done anything to make me feel safe with her. I don't see any changes in her behavior or attitude. She seems to be withdrawing even more. I am confident that she is still involved with her AP. She says she is not, but told me she's has feelings for a coworker. That's who I think her AP is from the start. If it isn't, she is for sure emotionally entangled with him. She sees him every day at work, and I know because of looking at her phone that she's in contact with him after hours also. I also know that in order for us to move forward, she needs to cut that relationship off. How do I get her to see that or get her to do that? We have two boys at this point, and that's the only reason there's any contact between us. She seems to have all but given up. And I've decided to give everything I can to my own recovery and to my kids. I'm angry at her ambivalence. Is there the right time to call her out and tell her to decide? I know that what her answer would be, not me. I feel like I'm being played the fool, and I'm getting tired of it. It's been 6 weeks since EMS, so I know it's very early in recovery. Please give me your thoughts. As I mentioned at EMS, the important thing in this sort of situation, if somebody hasn't really made a decision to commit to the marriage, if they maintain ambivalence, I believe that you, in your own mind, set aside a period of time that you're willing to wait. You certainly don't try to engage that much. You can't want it any more than they want it. At the end of that time period, if they haven't come to the place where they're ready to reengage, I think you have to take your own action. You ask about how do you get her to break off that relationship? How do you get her to see that? Or how do you get her to do that? I'm not really sure that you can, other than just telling her, you know, asking her to really pray about what she needs to be doing. And, I mean, this is an internal battle for her. I mean, this is something she ultimately would have to decide. And there's a strong likelihood in that sort of situation that you're the only one who can really make the decision. You know, it may be that ambivalence really has her blocked. So I would say whatever length of time you decided to give it, then I would wait that time period, whatever that date is, and at that point, I would begin to move forward. And I do hope that she changes her mind. I wish you well. That is an incredibly difficult situation, and I'm terribly sorry to even hear that you're in that place. So, second question for today. I know that anniversaries are extremely tough, and this is D-Day anniversary 1 year. Things have been going pretty well the past few weeks, but wow, are they spiraling right now. It feels like I'm back where I was months ago. I am angry, hurt, and so frustrated. I know you'll say this is normal, but I'm not handling this well. I'm dragging my wife down with me. Thanks. Betrayed spouse. Oh, man, I'm so sorry. This is a rough road, and I think it is frustrating. You come to that place, especially when you've been doing better. I don't know who gets more frustrated, which partner, the betrayed spouse or the unfaithful spouse. I know it's incredibly discouraging from the perspective of the unfaithful spouse, only because you feel like, you know, things have been going better, and suddenly it feels like you get no credit for anything for the past year. At the same time, you're experiencing a lot of the same pain. I think that being able to talk about this, the two of you just saying, look, I know this is the 1 year anniversary. Do you mind if we go back and talk about the things that we accomplished over the past year? And you've got to choose at one level as the person that's really getting triggered here. What benefit is there in giving this airtime? There are some things that if you've already resolved them in your head, you really don't want to go back and revisit them. And so it does become quite a battle. And as you know, you want to be responsive, not reactive to the triggers that are occurring right now, and decide, how do I want to respond as this pain comes? Talk with your mate. What can she do to help you when you're struggling? See if y'all can come up with a game plan that allows her to come along beside you and help you walk through all of this, because it is incredibly painful. I know that you've got to be devastated. And I think if the two of you feel like you're doing something productive, even if it's just looking at the things to be thankful for over this past year and the progress you've made, then I believe it'll encourage you and help you stay focused on moving forward. Again, keep that forward focus. Don't get sucked into that vortex taking you all the way back to ground zero. I mean, it happens naturally because of the triggers, but keep remembering and asking yourself, is this, thinking about this and giving this airtime right now, is it going to help me move forward, or is it going to help keep me kind of stuck in a place of, you know, of rage or discouragement or depression? And then begin to think, you know, how am I going to shift the focus? What else can I focus on? What are the good things in life right now? You can go back also to the place of trying to decide not to decide. Say, look, I'm going to wait a month before I even respond to this stuff. Take the pressure off of yourself to try to have to choose one way or the other, because sometimes you begin thinking, well, I've got to do something, and that those decision points don't really help. So I hope that gives you a little bit of direction, some things you can try. And that's all of our questions for the day. I want to thank everybody for joining us on the call. And I hope everybody has a good week, and we'll be talking to you next week. To healing.